it's just as simple as that, church. It's refocusing our priorities. It's realigning your heart. That's what tonight is all about. And let's do that as a church. Let's do that both individually and as a church tonight. Don't waste the opportunity. That's why I say, that's why I'm challenging you. Lean into it. Don't hold back. Let's do that tonight as a church, as we continue, and we're heading towards Easter in just a few weeks. But there's been things that have been laid in front of us as a church. There's been challenges that have been laid in front of us as a church. But that includes you as an individual. Soil. To allow you to be in a position where the Holy Spirit prompts you. Don't wait. Allow it to be tonight. We're going to continue in the spirit of worship. We just might pivot a little bit and focus on some things. So don't go anywhere. Don't just sit back and listen. Lean into it. Pursue it. Because I think he's got something for you tonight. And I think he's got something for our church. Because I think there's a few of us in here that have felt for some time that there's a hunger and then there's a desire for what we sang about earlier about new wine. Jesus says you can't pour new wine in old wineskins. You need to check yourself tonight. I need to check myself. Because I need to be a new wineskin for his spirit to be poured out in my life. That's just upon me, just as much me as it is you. But the opportunity is tonight, church. I'm going to pray, and we're going to transition a little bit. So hold tight. We're not going anywhere. We're going to lean in. Are you ready? Come on, let's do it together, right? Let's do it together. Let's do it in unity as a church. And let's just call upon the name of the Lord. Let's do it together. Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, thank you for this time of worship, preparing, ushering us into the throne room, allowing us to align our hearts and our minds with you, Jesus. Father, it is not about us tonight. And I pray tonight that again, we would all be in a one accord. We would be in unity and harmony as a church. But that, Lord, that we would be in unity and harmony, each of us individually, in pursuing, God, what you have for us tonight. There is not one single person in here that you don't want to pour out your spirit in a new way. There is not one single person in this room that you do not want to encounter in a new way, that you want to pour new wine into. There's not one person here that you do not want to do that for. Jesus, I pray every heart, every eye, every ear be open to what your Holy Spirit leads us to tonight. And we pray, God, for those personal encounters. We pray for the altar time, for transformation, for healing, for strength, for provision. Jesus, we pray all of it in the strong name of Jesus, and by the power of his shed blood, we pray it. We ask this, and everybody said, amen, amen. I want you to do me a favor. I want you just to sit down, hold tight, because Christine's going to play one more song, because it leads into what we're going to be doing tonight. And I just want to say thank you to our worship team, and we're so appreciative of them. But Christine's going to play a song, and it goes right into where we're heading tonight. So hang tight.
Heaven fill the earth with holy.
So tonight, I'm going to encourage you, if you haven't grabbed a journal, I'm going to challenge you tonight. Come on now. If you haven't grabbed a journal, they're back there. Because what we're going to do for the next half hour, give or take here, and I'm not in any hurry, by the way, so y'all, if you want to get mad at me, you can go right ahead. But we're gonna do what we feel obedient to do, right? What we feel the Lord's leading to do. And so tonight, there's a few of us in here that might remember Sunday night service. Am I the only one? All right. Thank you, Christine. I get it. So you might be sitting here going, yeah, but Pastor Mike, I don't know. I'm not comfortable. I don't know how to hear the voice of God. And you know what? You know how you do that? By practicing to listen to his voice. It's really just as simple as that. Don't overcomplicate it. And so tonight there's going to be just some background music playing. We're going to look at some four challenges tonight. Four challenges tonight. And the first one is this: choose. Church, you need to choose. You need to choose. And stop being passive about your faith. Stop being passive about your faith. Many of you know the story of Elijah confronting the prophets of Baal. One of the best stories. 1 Kings 18, verse 20 through 21. So Ahab sent to all the people of Israel and gathered the prophets together at Mount Carmel. And Elijah came near to all the people and said, this is Israel, by the way. Elijah is speaking to Israel. How long will you go limping between two different opinions? Elijah was picking a fight, by the way. He was picking a fight. But Elijah knew the outcome and who he served and who all those prophets of Baal served. Elijah confronted Israel. How long will you go limping between two different opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. It says, then the people did not answer him a word. The conclusion of the story is, God showed up in a miraculous way. And what I don't have in that scripture references the outcome where Israel committed themselves. Psalm 119, 108 says this: accept, Lord, the willing praise of my mouth and teach me your laws. You have to choose. Who are you going to serve? The willing praise of my mouth. I challenge a lot of times to speak verbally. You might be sitting here going, I don't like to do that. I'm uncomfortable doing that. I don't like it when people hear me sing or pray. You're not singing for anybody else in the room. You're singing unto him. You're praying unto him. Verbally saying it. Accept, Lord, the willing praise of my, not my heart, not my head, my mouth. You have to choose. 2 Timothy 1:6, for this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is given, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. Paul, writing to Timothy, says, it's your responsibility. It is your responsibility to fan into flame the gift. In this case, Paul's saying this to Timothy, the gift of the Holy Spirit. No one does that but you, Timothy. No one does that, sir. No one does that, ma'am, but you. Choose. So tonight, the first challenge is simply that. Choose. Stop being passive about your faith. Take responsibility. There's two questions that I have for us, and they should be up on the screen. And these are questions to just ask yourself. This first two, this one and this next one that we're going to go into, these are more personal. This is all about you. Asking the Holy Spirit to prompt you in these two questions. First one is, what are some modern day idols that can distract us, you, from fully serving God? How can we identify them in your life? I was just reminded of the story as we were still worshiping, the story of Rachel going into her father's tents and stealing his idols. They were getting ready to flee, but what did she do? She kept the old gods. Choose. Choose. Second question. What am I not choosing to do instead of fanning the flames? What am I choosing to do instead of fanning the flames in my spiritual life? And what are the needed steps that you need to make tonight in order to change that? That's why I say, tonight is all about you making a choice. Tonight is all about these altars. Tonight is all about opening your ears, opening your heart to what the Holy Spirit wants to lay upon you. So we're going to take a few minutes with these prayer points, with this question, and I'm just going to let you go. But again, The altars, church, are always open. Take advantage of them tonight. What are some modern day idols? And what are you choosing to do instead of fanning the flames? Church, let's take a few moments and ask, what are you choosing tonight? The second thing tonight is die. Something's got to die tonight. What needs to be sacrificed? Leviticus 17:11. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it for you on the altar to make atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that makes atonement by the life. Something's got to die at the altar, folks. 1 Peter 2:24 says, He himself, though, praise God, right? He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. Something's got to die at an altar. Acts 2:37 through 38. Now when they had heard this, they went out, they were cut to the heart, and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, Brothers, what shall we do? And Peter said to them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. You see, the thought goes like this. Blood is the central part to atonement, symbolizing the seriousness of sin and the need for reconciliation with God. Tonight, I would ask you to reflect on the gravity of sin and grace, the grace offered through Christ's sacrifice. Two questions. In what ways can you actively die to sin and live to righteousness in your current circumstance? Something has to die, church. Second question. What are some areas that you are in need of repentance? Something has to die. The altar. The altar is a place where blood is shed. Something has to die at the altar. What is it in your life that we need to die to live in righteousness? Let's take a few moments. Let's ask the Holy Spirit to guide us. ask the prayer team, the altar workers, to, if you're here tonight and you're on our altar team, I would ask that you would come forward, because these next two are more corporate in some ways. So what we're going to do is allow the time for you to be prayed over if you desire that. So the next point is this: ask. So we've already chosen. We're pursuing. We're choosing. We're laying something down at the altar to die. And now we're asking. Story that many of you know, the paralytic, where Jesus heals and he says, "Do you want to be healed?" But there's some scriptures that I want to just highlight real quick. James 1:6 says it this way: "But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like the wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind." Just remember who you're asking when you ask. Philippians 4:6 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God." Matthew 7:7-8, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened." Thought goes like this: Jesus often required a response of faith before performing miracles. For example, John 5:6, where he says, "When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been there a long time, he said to them, 'Do you want to be healed?'" Jesus was asking an unnecessary question, but it was engaging the paralytic's faith. Tonight, whatever situation, whatever circumstance, whatever need, Scripture is clear. Jesus says, ask. Ask. And even to someone who he already knew the answer to the question, he still asked the question, "Do you want to be healed?" He asked, though. He challenged the faith. So the question is, in what ways can you actively seek God's will in your daily decisions and actions? Secondly, what does Jesus' question, "Do you want to get well?" reveal about the importance of our desires, right? What we want, in the process of healing and transformation? In other words, are we aligned with him? So there's two questions, but we also have people up here that would love to pray for you. So tonight, if you're here and if you feel led to be prayed over for whatever reason, you don't have to tell them. You can if you'd like. But it's not needed. We're going to go before the Lord and ask the need, circumstance, sickness, you name it, fill in the blank. But can I challenge you, maybe in some ways, is the ask coming forward and receiving prayer. Is that what it is for you? I don't know. Is that show of faith and preparation for your miracle? But tonight, if that's you, there are people who we love, we trust, that are safe, that simply want to do this. They just want to agree with you in prayer and pray over you for whatever that need is, and however we can walk with you in that way. So let's take a few minutes. They're going to pray over anybody that comes up. And let's ponder these two questions. He's asking us to ask, so keep asking. Whatever the need is in your life, if you're sitting out there, that's okay. Engage this. Ask. our last point tonight is this. It's receive. And if you're praying within up at the altar, and if you're praying for over someone, continue. Don't stop. Lean into it. Continue. Our last thing is receive. Receive. 1 Chronicles 21, 26 says this, "And David built there an altar to the Lord and presented burnt offerings and peace offerings and called on the Lord." Church, that's what we've been doing tonight. "And the Lord answered him with fire from heaven upon the altar of burnt offering." Acts 2:17 says, "And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, on your sons and your daughters." On all flesh, it says. "And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams." God has something for us. Psalm 16:11. "You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." So the thought goes like this, church, you got to be in a posture to receive it. You got to ask. You have to ask. You have to be pursuing. He says seek. He says knock. You have to be in a posture to receive it. Are your ears open? Is your heart aligned with him? Do you need to adjust the dial? Is the reception going out a little bit? Do you need to turn the dial for the greater reception of him so that you can receive it? So here's what I'm asking tonight. Last questions. Ask the Holy Spirit what he may want to give you tonight. Ask the Holy Spirit what he may want to give you tonight. I'm not talking in the morning. I'm not talking about tomorrow. I'm not talking about next week. I'm not talking about, I'm saying tonight, right now. Ask and then receive. Second question. In what ways can you experience God's fire from heaven in your own spiritual life today? Ask and receive. There's still prayer partners and altar workers up here. If you want to come and pray and be prayed over, anointed with oil, they'll do that. But tonight, lean into it. What does he have for you? Because he does. He has something for you, but you got to ask and get ready to receive. I know it's a little bit late. But isn't it good to be in the presence of the Lord? Come on now. So here's what we're going to do. These altars are still open. But if you need to scoot, that's okay. I won't be offended, right? I won't take and hold that offense. But we're going to continue up here. So what I would ask, if you are in the sanctuary, in the worship center, can you just be mindful of that? That there are still people up here. And if you're still here and you desire to come down, these altars are open. Continue to choose. Continue to die to yourself. Continue to ask and get ready to receive. Can I pray just a prayer of blessing over you tonight as we just transition just a little bit? I'm not concluding the service. We're still going to go, but if you need to scoot, that's okay. So I want to just pray a prayer of blessing over you. In the strong name of Jesus and by the power of his shed blood, I pray a prayer of blessing, of peace, of reconciliation, of deepening. In the season that each of you are in, that you would feel and experience the quickening, the equipping, and the sustaining of His Holy Spirit. I bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen. So if you're here tonight and you still want to continue to pray, these altars are open. I would ask that if you're in this room, though, please be mindful and respectful of that. God bless you. We'll see you Sunday.